Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 3, verses 23 through 26. So Jesus called them over to him and began to speak to them in parables. How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. And if Satan opposes himself and is divided, he cannot stand. His end has come. Jesus works against Satan. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. When is the last time you went to the zoo and saw a lion? Why did you feel safe seeing a lion, even though lions are strong, ferocious animals with sharp teeth? Chances are you were standing behind a fence of some kind, a strong barrier between you and the lion. But if you jumped the fence and stood next to the lion, you would have every reason to not feel safe. This week, we'll be talking about Satan, our enemy. The Bible calls him a lion that's prowling around, looking for someone to eat. Yikes! We want to be aware of Satan's power and his desire to take down Christians because he is against God. We'll also be talking about the many ways Jesus is like a barrier between us and Satan. As long as we're standing next to Jesus, he'll keep us safe from Satan. In our verses for today, Jesus points out that fact. Satan, who is only evil, and Jesus, who is only good, are enemies. Jesus went around driving demons out of people to help them, but some people accused Jesus of being on Satan's side. They said he was using Satan's power to drive out demons. Jesus points out how silly that sounds. Why would Satan be against himself? The truth is, Jesus and Satan are total opposites of each other. Satan and anyone against God is not on your side. He is actually looking to harm you. But you can live with confidence each day because Jesus is on your side and is against Satan. Best of all, he is stronger than Satan. He's like an impenetrable barrier between you and Satan. So knowing this, you're wise not to mess around with Satan or anything against God. How does Satan try to mess with us? Satan likes to use lies to deceive us. He also tries to use accusations and guilt to drive us to despair. Surround yourself with God's Word and God's people who can point out Satan's lies that you might be tempted to believe. Anytime you feel Satan accusing you, just tell him, Jesus is on my side. We give thanks that Jesus is on our side in prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for being my barrier between me and Satan. Help me to always stay close to you and to be aware of Satan. I know I have nothing to fear with you by my side. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.